Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome. And it is Bowerly with you, kind of, on News Radio 930 WBEN on this Friday. I do want to thank Joe Beamer for sitting in over the past few days. And I say we just get right to it. So this actually came to my attention earlier this morning. I realize it's the afternoon now. Germany locks down unvaccinated people as leaders plan to make shots compulsory. That means you need them. Dateline Berlin. Somehow I feel like I'm back in 1945. Dateline Berlin. Germany yesterday announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated as its leaders back plans for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months. Unvaccinated people will be banned from accessing all but the most essential businesses, such as supermarkets and pharmacies, to curb the spread of coronavirus. Outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel and her successor Olaf Scholz announced Thursday following crisis talks with regional leaders. Those who have recently recovered from COVID-19 are not covered by the ban. Now, the pair is also backing proposal for mandatory vaccinations, which, if voted through the parliament, could take effect from February at the earliest. So under these tightened restrictions, unvaccinated people can only meet two people from another household. Bars and nightclubs must shut down in areas with an incidence rate above 350 cases per 100,000 people over 1 week. And the country would limit the number of people at large events like soccer matches, or as they would say, Fußball. The announcement comes as Germany battles a surge in cases that has pushed Europe back to the epicenter of the pandemic, heightening fears over the newly discovered Omicron variant. I prefer to say Omicron, but that's not how you say it. The press briefing was also Merkel's last before she leaves office, a grim note to end her 16 years as German chancellor. Now, if approved, Germany's vaccine mandate would follow in the footsteps of neighboring Österreich, Austria, which also plans to make inoculations for eligible adults compulsory from February. In other news, Greece has announced vaccines will be mandatory for people aged over 60 beginning in the middle of next month. Those who say no would face about a $113 fine for each passing month they refuse to be vaccinated. The president of the European Union Commission, I would give her name, but you wouldn't know it, I don't, said it was time to potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union. as it faces the double onslaught of a fourth coronavirus wave and concerns over the Omicron variant discovered by South African health officials last week. And here's a quote from the president of the European Union. And just take note of what she says here. 2 or 3 years ago, I would never have thought to witness what we see right now, that we have this horrible pandemic, we have the vaccines, the life-saving vaccines, but they're not being used adequately everywhere. How can we encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union? This needs discussion. This needs a common approach, but it is a discussion that I think has to be led. Germany, by the way, much like Austria, has some of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe, with about 65 to 70% of the populations that have been vaccinated. So I have a question for you, and I realize, you know, you guys told me, okay, what you told me a few weeks ago, because I did the show, are you sick of hearing about coronavirus and do you want me to do shows on it in the future? And the answer was overwhelmingly, yes, when there is something about which to speak. Well, I would suggest that this is something worth discussing, because I don't know that anybody out there has not thought about this potentially happening in New York State, at least, and possibly in the United States in general. And I'm curious what your reaction would be. I mean, what do you think about what Germany is doing? I mean, if there's any nation that knows how to separate people, it's the Germans. But anyway, I can say that. Just check out the surname. I'm in the clear. So anyway, do you believe that the United States is heading toward mandatory vaccinations? Are we heading towards you either get vaccinated or you don't basically get to take part in life? You'd only be able to do supermarkets and pharmacies. Every other aspect of life, you will be segregated from taking part in it. Now, as far as the vaccines themselves, I read somewhere in this article here that after a certain number of months, this is on CNN.com, after a certain number of months, even if you are vaccinated, that you are considered to be non-vaccinated. In other words, unless you have the booster, after a set period of months, you are supposed to be, you're going to be considered non-vaccinated. If you get the booster, then you're suddenly vaccinated again. Interestingly, that at least in Germany, or was it Greece? I lose track of my country's geography. But in one of the countries I've mentioned, you are not going to be in Germany, actually. If you've recently recovered from COVID-19, you will not be covered from the ban. And I want to ask you guys, do you have any doubt that this is going to happen in the United States? Or do you think that that's just a crazy conspiracy theory? You know, back around the time they started talking, when we all first heard about this, this virus, and people had brought up the notion of shutdowns, I remember the hell I took from people on email and I think some calls as well. How can you possibly believe that they're going to shut down the arena for hockey games? How can you possibly believe that you're not going to be able to go to a stadium and watch an NFL football game? In our case, of course, the Buffalo Bills. How can you believe that they'd shut down Shays? How can you believe that bars and restaurants would possibly be shut down? And as you realized, I turned out to be right, that when they talk about a shutdown, a lockdown, that is what they mean. That basically, if you're going to work, you're going to do it remotely in most cases. And if you are going to go to any business, unless it is a supermarket or a mercantile establishment, which has many palleted items in it, a pharmacy, that you're not going to be able to transact any business at all. I mean, they start talking about lockdowns, and that's serious business. But in Germany, You know, I think that we all need to look at this and we all need to be a little bit concerned because, if you will remember, after the Second World War, the Allies embarked on a major, what they called a denazification campaign in Germany, basically to root out Nazism, to show it for the corrupt ideal that it was, or philosophy would be a better word, that it was, and to basically make sure that the Nazis never rose again in Europe, that Germany would never again be the Germany it was starting in 1933 when Hitler took over. And you had a whole generation of Germans from 1933 to 1945 who were born under, lived under, and who were indoctrinated under National Socialism. And that's not counting, you know, that's a fancy name for the Nazis. And that's not counting those who were born about 1920 on, who from the point they were teenagers on, were indoctrinated into this vile ideology put forth by Hitler in the pretty much unreadable Mein Kampf. So my question, I mean, Germany, this is a little freaky to me, all right? It's freaky that the Germans, of all people, who have been so inculcated with the idea of being anti-totalitarian state, anti-authoritarian state. We are all about a free Germany. It is a little bit surprising to me that of all the countries in the world, Germany is going to be one of the first to enact this. And the historical context of this, I don't think you can ignore, because the Germans have been, shall we say, re-educated for many, many years. And they have been advised and counseled and educated in the evils of totalitarianism. In the case of Hitler, of course, Nazism. East Germany and West Germany once were separate countries. Now they are one country again and have been since most of you have been alive. You see, most of us of the baby boomer generation, we grew up with East Germany and West Germany. West Germans were the good guys. East Germans were the bad guys. And then West Berlin and East Berlin went along the same lines. But, I mean, these Germans, remember, after the, in the late days of World War II, our ground forces and the Red Army ground forces and other ground forces, one of the things they did was they liberated the concentration camps and the death camps. And we found out, and the Germans found out, about some vile medical experiments that were done by the Nazis. And as a result, in part of the Nuremberg trials after World War II, you know, a whole bunch of medical protocols were put out, which the most important one of which, and I'm going to paraphrase it, is that you don't coerce somebody into an experimental medicine, that there shall be no coercion. There shall only be voluntary consent. And there are many people, not just in the United States, but in the world, who believe that this vaccine is still an experimental situation. And I can't tell you the number of unvaccinated people I know who have said, hey, look, I'm not anti-vaccination, but I am anti-a vaccination right now before we see what the long-term effects are going to be. Now, I considered all of that before I chose of my own free will to be vaccinated. All right. And as many of you know, I came down with COVID in September, the middle of September. I came down with COVID. And frankly, it was very, very mild. People say, well, I never lost my sense of taste. I never had any taste to begin with. I never lost my sense of taste. I never lost my sense of smell. All right. And it was the best way I can possibly describe it is it was like a very mild to moderate cold. And contrary to what anybody says, nobody will ever know, including myself, whether my case was a mild case because I had the vaccine or a mild case because it was the Delta variant, apparently. Nobody, by the way, will even know whether it was the Delta variant. I caught it about the time the Delta variant started to surge. So a reasonable deduction would be, in all likelihood, it was the Delta variant. But again, in Germany, I mean, this is really interesting, because I wonder what your reaction would be if the government of New York State or the government of the United States said you will be locked down if you are not vaccinated. And by the way, this brings up, in case I didn't quite elaborate on this enough, this brings up another interesting point. After a certain period of months having been doubly vaccinated with, let's say, Moderna, at what point are we going to be considered not vaccinated? I mean, we did what they told us. And then what if you got vaccinated, but you still got coronavirus and should have natural immunity? Why would we need a booster? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And are you going to get it? And yeah, I've been debating this, and I don't know what my final answer is going to be. I know what my doctors have told me. And by the way, I had occasion to speak with, I'll put this gingerly, a lot of people in the healthcare profession over the past few days. And let's just say there's a lot more people who are in ICU who have been fully vaccinated than is being publicly admitted, because the people I talk to would have no reason to lie to me. They'd have no reason to make things up to me, all right? And I'm also hearing, and again, this is, you can consider this hearsay if you want, and that's fine, because I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if it's true. I just know that the people who told it to me were not people. I mean, they were people that should know what they're talking about. And by the way, don't jump to any conclusions about from where I heard this, because it probably isn't what you're thinking. But allegedly, let me just say this: allegedly, if you are a doctor and you are somebody who is performing surgeries that bring in a lot of money to the hospital, you are allegedly being given a pass on being mandatorily vaccinated. Now, is that true? I don't know. Is it rumor? I don't know. The people who told it to me with passion in their voices and a shake of their head. But again, don't jump to any conclusions about where, when, or under what circumstances I may have heard this, because, as I've told you, it probably is not what you're thinking. So, what would you do? What would you do if the state of New York or the United States of America did a nationwide or a statewide lockdown if you are unvaccinated? They are pushing for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months, and people who are not vaccinated will not be able to transact any business or do anything except go to a supermarket or go to a pharmacy. That is it. I presume you're not going to be able to get on a train. I presume you're not going to be able to get on a plane. I presume you're not going to be able to pretty much do anything. You probably won't be able to go to an outside cafe in Berlin if you are not vaccinated. And I hate to tell you this, and maybe I'm just a conspiracy theory whack job, but I don't think that this is out of the question in the United States. Look, if it can happen in Germany, which since 1945 has had an active educational campaign against totalitarianism, authoritarianism, and all about democracy and the joys of a representative government, a truly representative government. Let's put it this way. They've had a lot more education in the civics of a constitutional republic in Germany than we get here in the United States. So if they're doing this in Germany, I would say it's probably just a matter of time before this happens in the United States or in the state of New York and other like-minded states. And I would like to know what you would do about it. How would you get vaccinated if basically all you could do is go to supermarkets and go to pharmacies. Any other area of life is verboten, as the Germans might say. Let me give you the phone numbers on WBEN. I want to get your thoughts on this. 803, should we have a lockdown of the unvaccinated in the United States and in New York State? Will we have a lockdown of the unvaccinated in New York State and the United States? I fear that's what we're heading toward.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, I guess I'm back. That phone call ended early. So how many of you, like, when you take off of work for surgeries, you guys, like, have to go through all this nonsense paperwork? I swear to God, the world has become paperwork crazy, absolutely paperwork crazy. And if you work in a medical office or you are a doctor, all I can say is I feel your pain because you went to medical school to learn how to fix people. You didn't go to medical school to learn how to fill out forms. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, sorry, my personal bitch of the day. Okay, so mandatory vaccines in Germany. Now, in Canada, and I have to admit, I'll plead guilty. I don't pay a lot of attention to what happens in Canada. I'm sorry that I don't. It's like, I know Canada is there. I've seen it from across the river. I know I've seen it. I've seen it when I've been in a boat on the river, but I don't do a lot of stuff in Canada. I just don't. It's one of my failings as a human being. But I'm told that you can't do a train or a plane in Canada unless you are vaccinated. That's what somebody emailed me. I do not know if that is correct. My email is tom@wben.com. But unless it's really juicy, hold off for today because I'm still catching up from the past few days. I'm tempted to just do a mass purge of the a mass purge of the email. So that's the best way to contact me electronically. Germany. Honestly, I do not read the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's too much incoming stuff when I'm trying to be doing a show where I talk to people. So anyway, I'm talking to you right now. Do you see mandatory vaccines or else you are locked down coming to New York State or the United States? Frankly, I believe that is where we are heading. Now, how people are going to react to it, I don't know. I truly don't. I know quite a few unvaccinated people, and this is basically only going to steel them in the resolve not to get vaccinated. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. Here is Diane in Buffalo. Diane, you are on. Hello.
I would like to know how people can fly to South Africa. I thought they're supposed to have the shots and bring home this new variant or whatever disease they're going to bring home. You know, this new world order where people can just fly to the United States and bring any kind of disease. Now, the shot doesn't even affect this new variant of corona anyway. So what?
Well, you kind of answered your own question there. I mean, you kind of answered it. You said, well, how can somebody fly to South Africa and then come back with this variant? And if your information is correct, the question kind of answers itself. I mean, but here's the reality. We now live and have lived for quite some time in a world where we are only a 24 hours flight away from anywhere else on the planet. If you've ever flown to Australia, you know what a long flight that can be. I've never done it. I don't think I will. But anyway, we live, I mean, what is happening right now with a virus in Afghanistan or Uganda could happen in the United States easily because of the ease with which people are able to travel now. We're not on ships for 5 months at a time.
But they're requiring you have the shot before you even enter the airport.
Right, but if, as you said, the vaccines do not cover the variant in South Africa, it's kind of a moot point.
And there's probably millions of diseases out there in the world that, you know.
So my question is, do you see this coming to the United States? Mandatory vaccines, or you are locked out of pretty much everything?
Well, maybe they should lock out these people that are bringing the diseases from South Africa in, you know, because now that the whole United States is going to get affected from this new variant that, you know,
but you understand. I told you guys this months ago. You know that every time things start to look like they're going to clear up, they're going to announce a new variant of COVID.
A new disease.
I've told you this. It's going to be variant, 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 variant. And we've had doctors on this show saying that a virus's job is it mutates.
Well, there's something wrong with this thinking. I think it's a little bit, you know, insane.
With what thinking?
To worry about every little disease.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, one American every 37 seconds dies of heart disease. Based on that statistic, as president, Joe Biden could declare a national health emergency and ban chicken wings, hot dogs, and high-fat food.
Right.
But I thank you very much. I mean, you know, and I guess what we're getting to here is this really an issue of medicine or is it an issue of control? And folks, there is not a country on the face of this earth that has had more of a continuing education in the dangers of an all-powerful government and the joys of a constitutional republic than Germany. And yet the outgoing chancellor announces mandatory vaccines or you don't get to do anything except buy food and get your drugs at a pharmacy. That's it. And I'm sure anything else. I mean, again, I'm told to Canada, you need a proof of a vaccine to get on a plane or a train. I don't see why that wouldn't happen in the United States. I mean, do you think that this is coming to this country and what would be your reaction? And even those of you who are vaccinated, remember, there's going to come a period of time where you are going to be considered not to be vaccinated, okay? Where they're going to say, well, your immunity from the vaccine is worn off. If you don't have this booster, you're not vaccinated. Then in a few months, it'll be, if you don't have the next booster, you're not vaccinated. This is going to be a continuing cycle. And meanwhile, nobody talks about the improved efficacy of the therapeutics that are out there. As doctors have learned more about this disease, they've come up with ways to treat it that they didn't know would work back when this whole thing started. So it's very, very interesting. Let's go to John in North Tonawanda. John, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's nice to talk to you. Hey, I was just going to let you know two things. I've been chasing a German girl for 2.5 years, and I am not going to get vaccinated. So you pick one.
Well, what is she going to do?
You know what? She's been flying around the world. Honest to God, she's got the money. And she's trying to get out of Germany. Get out. Just get out.
Well, if she can get out of Germany and into the United States, are you going to marry? Oh, my goodness. I apologize for the noise in the background. It's not me. They decide to blow the leaves outside my studio whenever I come on the air.
Things good.
Sorry about that.
Everything's good.
Okay. Well, are you going to marry this young lady?
I'm trying to.
Well, does she want to marry you?
Well, we're not young. You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how that would change it, but you're not vaccinated. I mean, only you can make the choice. What is more important to you? Being vaccinated and being able to go to Germany to see your Fräulein or...
No.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going to go to Germany at all because it's just a fest.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would suggest to you then that given what you've told me, I don't know that I'd spend a lot of time or money chasing this young lady around.
She's not young.
I'm being polite. What am I supposed to say? Chasing this old bat around? That would be rude.
Yes.
No, I mean... But
short hair.
It's like the old joke, you know, how do you spot that? It's a joke about Florida women. It's not appropriate here.
Three.
Yeah, dude, you're going to have to make up your own mind. She's going to have to make up your mind. This sounds like a couples thing and not a sounds like a micro thing, not a macro thing.
Yeah, but I'm not getting vaccinated. And she did.
Right. So let me just rephrase the question. If in the United States or New York State, it comes to pass that we adopt what Germany is doing, mandatory vaccine, or the only thing you can do is a supermarket or a pharmacy, are you still going to stay unvaccinated?
No, that's Nazism. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it would basically make you more resolved not to be vaccinated.
Exactly, because it's political.
Okay, I thank you very much for the phone call. Look, there's some relationships that, I'm not a relationship counselor. Please don't misunderstand me on this, but, some things, you got to do a risk benefit analysis and a cost benefit analysis. And if he's not willing to get vaccinated and she's not going to come to the United States, you know, that ending kind of writes itself, huh? Just put the paper in the typewriter. The keys will do their own thing. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Do you think that we are heading toward mandatory vaccines and lockdowns of those who are not vaccinated in the United States as they're doing right now in Germany and Austria and they're pushing for in Greece? They're actually going to fine people in Greece like over $100 a month if they are not vaccinated over the age of 60. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Fred.
Yes, Tom, I believe this is going to happen 100%, and I'll tell you why. There's no organized resistance to it. The media is down with it. The politicians, they're all organized. The big pharma is running it all, and they're going to force this down our throat, and no one is fighting it. The Republicans, at best, are chirping once in a while. You have a town supervisor who's doing this, but it should be every town supervisor saying, we're not going to do this mass thing.
Yeah, Marilla, West Seneca, and Grand Island, and also a special kudos to the mayor of the village of Williamsville, Deborah Rogers, who, and if you're a business owner in Williamsville, you need to contact your mayor and tell her you support her.
I agree. This has got to happen everywhere. But the problem is the side that's pushing the narrative is so behind it, pushing it, and how come no one's asking the question to polling cars at these press conferences? Like, are these double vaccinated people that are sick? Why can't that question be asked? Their status of the amount of people and percentage of people that are sick in the hospital. And there's a difference. There should be three categories: vaccinated, non-vaccinated, and unvaccinated. But they throw everyone in that had two shots or one shot and is short of the 2 weeks and having another shot gets lumped into a category of non-vaccinated. You're skewing the statistics.
Well, and you're also skewing, too, the difference between hospitalized and ICU. The people who are doubly vaccinated, who are in ICUs, the figure I've heard locally goes anywhere from 10% to 43%. And, those figures come from equally qualified people. So what's the right figure? I don't know.
Why can't we have a right figure? They're getting the right figures in other countries. Why can't this country have the right figures?
Well, I'd be happy with just the right figures in Erie County. But, I mean, there shouldn't be that much of a disparity. 10% and 43%, it shouldn't be like that. But when I hear these things from people who are very, very qualified at what they do, it kind of leaves me scratching my head.
Well, the whole irony I find in this is, wasn't the Democratic Party the one with Kennedy that went and sent troops to stop segregation? Now they're in the process of wanting to send troops to promote segregation.
Well, this is not the Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy would be a conservative by today's standards. The Democrat Party has gone to the left, and it's going even further to the left. And there is, I don't want to call it a civil war, but I will, a civil war in the Democrat Party between the Pelosi generation and the AOC generation. And I suspect that before too long, what we're going to see in this country is no more Democrat and Republican being two parties. I think what we're going to see is the Democratic Socialists, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Conservatives. Because there's such wide division within the Republican Party and within the Democrat Party. But I don't want to get too much into politics because they bore me, frankly. But as far as the vaccine and you, what do you see coming? You see that it is inevitable in the United States?
I believe so, but I believe it'll come down to states, and people are just going to have to move to the states that that are free states. You all have free states and segregated states.
Well, it does raise a very interesting 10th Amendment issue, and you've got several attorneys generals throughout some of the red states that are going against they're litigating the federal mandates that have been put into place. I thank you very much for the phone call. If you're just joining us, folks, this is on CNN. Germany, I'll put it in layman's language because that's the only language I really understand, but basically, if you're not vaccinated in Germany, you do not get to do anything except go to a supermarket or go to a pharmacy. Other than that, you will be excluded from life if you are not vaccinated. And again, keep something in mind. You might say to yourself, well, I'm fully vaccinated. I have nothing to worry about. I got my two shots. Well, they've been trying to jam the boosters now down people's throats, the boosters. And I suspect this is going to be a continuing process. You'll need a booster now. 6 months from now, you'll need another booster. Another 6 months, you'll need another booster. And unless you get those boosters, you're going to find yourself very quickly back into the category of non-vaccinated. So what are you going to do? This is really a fascinating discussion of civil liberties and the power of the government over you and your body. And frankly, who do we have to blame for this? Communist China. They are to blame for this. Communist China. Let's go to Mike in DePew on WBEN. Mike, you're on. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom? As a professor of history, we've ensconced these issues many times in the past. And unfortunately, these are unconstitutional. And yet, under the pretext of things what they refer to as public endangerment, pretext of national security. Let me give you one or two examples in the past which are just directly analogous to this. Many of your viewers and listeners have probably heard of Typhoid Mary. 1915, she was an Irish immigrant that was working in the New York City area and preparing food and working in houses. She was arrested several times. Ultimately, the U.S. government arrested her, deported her, and took her to an island off of New York City where she lived out the rest of her life. She was not permitted to return to mainstream America. 2 years after that, 1917, on the cusp of World War I, They told people in certain industries you could not relocate or move because your industry was considered vital, so you were not permitted to change jobs, you were not permitted to move. The Wilson administration required all newspapers in 1917 to report all stories through something called the Committee on Public Information. In 1917, that was done as well. No stories could be printed without running it through that public information center. And in direct refuting of our Constitution, that was done. President Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. People were arrested and thrown into jail for up to 4 years without being charged or given a trial. So the government has a long history of doing these things. You can even look at the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act says the government can come in, seize your papers, and enter your house without a search warrant. The Constitution, again, explicitly prohibits that, but under the espoused concept of public endangerment or the war on terror, your civil liberties are suspended. And again, this has been done since the 1790s with something called the Alien Sedition Acts. You couldn't speak out against the government that was currently in power. So we have a long history of these things. Ultimately, they make their way through the courts. It generally takes years. And then somewhere down the line, the Supreme Court determines that these things are unconstitutional.
Well, I mean, the Committee on Public Information, as I have understood it, it was more of a propaganda arm than a censorship arm.
We arrested newspaper publishers who defied them. That would be a fact. And then again, look at even as late as, you know, World War II, when you had the internment of Japanese. It was done under the pretext, and you can understand at the time, that we had a public national emergency. But later on, the Supreme Court ultimately determines unconstitutional, and those people are restituted. We have this mindset in this country that we can vote something through with a majority of a vote, and yet you're only permitted to do those things within the constraints of the Constitution. And somehow we get it that if we just have a majority vote, we can act that procedure. Fortunately, somewhere down the line, the courts will determine these things to be unconstitutional, but it takes time to work through the courts. We have a long history of this.
All right. I thank you very much. Appreciate the call. I got to look further into the Committee of Public Information because I've always understood it to be more of an American ministry of propaganda, like the Germans in World War II. I mean, they didn't just manipulate the news. They actually, had a ministry of propaganda that was run by Goebbels, and it had control over German radio, German filmmaking, and even the very nascent German television industry. The Germans were actually the first that I know of, anyway, who had a real live over the air television broadcast. They were very. I know it sounds really weird to say this, but the National Socialist, the Nazi movement in Germany, it prided itself on being basically at the cutting edge of technology. They were very proud of the Olympics. They were very proud of having the first television broadcast, at least that I know of. They wanted to be seen as this very progressive movement that was leading the way to a better tomorrow. I mean, that's the way they wanted to be perceived. But obviously, it was a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, they put on a good show for the 36 Olympics, but, you know, evil is evil is evil, and that's just a fact. So if you're just joining us, Germany and the outgoing chancellor, basically what they're going to be doing is if you are not vaccinated, you are not going to be able to do anything except go to the supermarket and go to the drugstore. Those are the two activities you're going to be able to do. And my question is, do you see this coming to the United States, and what are you going to do about it? And have you thought ahead yet to what you're going to do about the boosters? Because, you know, again, you can be fully vaccinated right now, but in a few months, you may not be considered fully vaccinated. I mean, it's a really weird twilight zone that we find ourselves in. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.